Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Jess Hooker, pigs, and the Pope calls. We'll have that for you right after this.
Go stomp, 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 stomp. Whoops.
Trash.
Oof. The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops!
Crash!
Oof!
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker. She's in the Jess Hooker studio.
Hey, Jess.
Looks like you're going to testify.
Yeah, maybe I have some things going on later.
All right.
You look very professional. I'm going to have a suit on.
Yeah, I don't belong here.
Oh,
no.
Hey, there you go. That's very good. Right out of that.
Hey, happy International Women's Day, Jess.
Thanks, Josh.
I believe you're one of those.
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, Christy, I think you and I are in the same, like, it's just not that big of a deal, right? I mean, I'm excited. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know. Yeah.
For me, every day is International
Women's. I didn't know it was International Women's Day until I walked in here this morning.
I didn't either, and I was a women's studies major in college.
In celebration of International Women's Day today, I will only watch Asian porn.
International ladies. That was the intent, I'm sure. You were a women's studies major?
Yeah, I was.
I see. Without saying what it is, was there a nickname for any of the literature courses?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No. I knew a woman that
exactly,
insisted on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. I got kicked out of my women's studies class for wearing a shirt that said "No Fatties."
Yeah, you can see why that would be problematic in that class.
Mm-hmm. And they made those in your size. How ironic,
isn't it? You know there are fat guys out there that just think fat women are the. I would never.
There's Ace Cosby.
Oh, sorry.
There's Willie Griswold.
What is up?
I'm Chick McGee at the Orange Insole Sports Desk, and here's Tom.
We got letters. We're doing something. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Jess, but we're doing a new feature.
Yeah.
It's called Have You Ever Seen?
Oh, okay.
And it involves events. I'm sure that something in your life has taken place in which you'd go, wow, you should have seen this.
I have one.
You should tell that lake story.
I know. That's the one that I usually go to.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen... 20 cousins, all under the age of 12, on the beach, and a snake comes up.
Oh.
Right? So all these kids scatter. My dad walks out on the beach and wants to show us there's nothing to be scared of. This is just a snake. Don't worry.
Yes.
He goes out, grabs the snake by the middle.
Oh, no.
Yes. And it... just bites him all up his arm, blood pouring down, puts it in the other hand, bites him all up that arm on his chest. There's kids screaming, there's blood everywhere.
Don't be scared of here, folks. Nothing wrong with a snake.
He goes up to a tree and grabs it by the tail and proceeds to beat it to a tree until it's just in pieces. Snake skin and head flying everywhere.
Like I said, nothing to worry about.
Yes.
Amazing.
We were traumatized.
See, kids?
Yeah.
They're more scared of you than you are.
First of all, 20 cousins.
Yeah, there were a lot of cousins. This is like second and third cousins,
okay.
Too.
That's a big party.
Yeah.
Wow. We had one this morning, guy in a canoe, and poisonous snake dropped into the canoe, and his buddy took out a gun and blasted it and put four holes in the canoe.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
Tom, do you know where to, if you have to pick up a snake, do you know how to do it?
You're right behind the head.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
You want to keep your thumb right there on the base of the...
But, yeah.
Aren't you just supposed to stare at the snake and it'll fall asleep?
Right. I can do that. I'm trained.
Okay.
Well, here we go. This is a longtime listener, first-time emailer. You ever had a group of friends riding down the road on their pedal bikes? One of them turns back to talk to the other one and hits a parked car perfectly, flips on and over the car... after breaking the back window.
Oh,
nice.
I've not.
Wow.
That would hurt.
Why don't we ever have you ever seen and it's a nice thing?
Well, that's not the point of this whole exercise.
It's not fun at all.
Have you ever seen four women go out for dinner and have a nice chat and then go home and everybody's
and we
fine.
All paid for our own checks?
You ever seen four puppies try to get into the same small basket? Oh, that's terrific.
Here we go.
You see the viral video out there where there are like 13 golden retriever puppies and there's this black and white cat off in the corner and they let the golden retriever puppies go and they swarm on this cat and he's got nothing. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay. Here we go. This is a good one. This is from Dale. Have you ever been fishing and embedded a barbed hook up through the bottom of your thumb up to the fingernail?
Oh, no. That's...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
In true Minnesota sportsman fashion, I took pliers, snapped the hook off, pushed it up through the nail, pulled it out the other side.
Oh, God.
No, not much you can do there.
He's a man.
We talk about, have you ever seen golden retriever puppies?
I like videos of unlikely animal friends on the internet.
Oh,
like,
don't you love
like a
that?
Hippo and a duck? How fun
yes.
is that?
This hippo won't go anywhere without his duck friend.
Have you ever seen a guy fly out of a tree like Superman after roping a hog? We were trying to rope the hog and ride it.
Why is he in
and ride it? Why is he in a tree?
My brother and I. Here we go. My brother and I sent our neighbor up the tree to dangle a rope while we chased the pig around.
Oh, through the hole of the rope.
He finally ran through the rope.
Yep.
That's when our neighbor went flying. He held onto the rope like Superman, never let go. The hog dragged him through piles of pig manure.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in person.
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on in that one.
Yeah.
So
didn't you fall out of a tree, Willie?
No, but I've roped a hog before.
Okay.
roping.
Okay.
You know, pigs have emotions. We could talk about that.
What's that now?
Pigs have emotions. They have something to say to you. Their grunts reveal that.
Really?
Yep. There's a new study, Josh, published in Scientific Reports. Grunts pigs make reveal their emotions. This conclusion came after an international team of researchers analyzed over 7,000 recordings of pig noises.
Wow.
This is a guy I want to sit next to it.
That's a great gig.
See what they can make out of this one.
Whoop. Pig suey!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Happy pig.
That means don't turn me into bacon. That's what that
study co-leader Ms. Elodie Briefer explained, quote, there are clear differences in pig calls when we look at positive and negative situations. She added, quote, with this study, we prove that an algorithm can be used to decode and understand the emotions of pigs,
okay,
which is an important step towards improved animal welfare for livestock.
I believe it. They're bright animals.
They are very bright.
7,000 recordings they had to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pig.
That's a rough gig, if you ask me. Tim Allen pretty much nailed it years ago. Remember his famous "Men are pigs." That's what launched the man's career. Speaking of, comedy,
are you talking about the?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That was not a pig.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice try.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Our new feature, I'll talk to Ms. Hooker. Our new feature is, once again, have you ever seen?
Right.
And I believe we have several letters at each desk, more or less.
Dear idiots,
mm-hmm.
That's us.
Hi.
Have you ever been fishing with two buddies and you see a water snake and one of you shouts, hey, look at that snake in the water. And then one of your other buddies pulls out a .357 Magnum and shoots at the snake, scaring us to death because we had no idea he brought a big gun fishing. The snake was fine, but my buddy could not hit the snake, and we still wondered why he brought the gun.
Wow.
Scared these guys.
A surprise gun will really turn your day around.
Yeah.
Especially in the small quarters of a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Again, earlier this morning, we had the guy that shot four holes in the bottom of his canoe
really?
while trying to get the snake.
Really?
Wow. You really need a shotgun to get a snake. That's the way to go.
Don't shoot at snakes. Right.
Just pulverize.
Yeah, it's buckshot,
not
snake
shot. Just let the guy go. Just get out of his way.
Yeah, really. You'll be fine without the munitions. Have you ever seen a group of teenagers racing their bikes and your little brother keeps losing? He's got big ears, so we convinced him to duct tape his ears to his head so he could go faster. He was completely convinced.
It's aerodynamic.
Yes. Brothers.
Yes.
That sounds like something the Griswold guys would do.
One time I had my buddy Carl threw a nunchuck at my forehead. I still have a little scar right here because of it. But then my older brother goes, hey, go on your computer and Google minor head injuries. And when I was getting hit in the forehead, Sam changed my home screen on my internet browser to a site called Meatspin. Do we remember that?
Yes.
Yeah,
the fellas and the spinning and the going.
Spin
oh,
sure.
Right,
wrong.
Yeah, there's the soundtrack. And it's like I opened my computer to Google minor head injuries, and then that popped up. It was a real insult to injury moment.
Good.
What you got?
Got one here. Bachelorette party. Have you ever seen a bachelorette party? Up on the band, the bride decides to do a street dance. The severely inebriated bride jumps down from the flatbed trailer stage, hitting the pavement face first.
Oh, God.
Gosh.
Knocking out her two front teeth the night before the wedding.
Oh. Who does a bachelorette party the night before the wedding?
Yeah, that's
brutal.
You've got to plan time to heal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yikes.
That's bad.
Or something blue as her gums.
Man, oh, man.
Wasn't that the old tradition, though? The bachelor party was the night.
That used to be the old wedding.
That's where the putting him on a bus to Cleveland, that legend was kind of sort of true, I guess, in a couple instances.
Have you ever seen the one where the guy kneels down and the bottoms of his shoes say, save me?
Yes, that old gag.
Yeah, not particularly funny for the parents.
I think it'd be kind of funny. Have you ever seen
that? Oh, no. Well, actually, that leads to...
Father probably painted it. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
The Pope is in the news again. Yeah. Earlier, he had encouraged a group of nuns to play soccer, and they've got apparently a pretty good team. They're taking on the Vatican. But what have you got over there?
Well, the Pope is now offering men working at the Vatican 3-day paternity leaves. Under the new policy, mothers already were entitled to 6 months maternity leave at full pay, which they can extend by another 6 months at half pay. Wow. Though Pope Francis has urged couples to have more children rather than pets, the Vatican's new policy for paternity leave drew criticism for being too short.
Yeah, 3 days?
Especially considering most Italian fathers can take 10 days paid leave.
10 days? That's it?
For men.
Oh, no. You need like 6 months. With a baby. Goodness gracious.
Well, the women get that. The guys don't, of course.
Got to do the skin-to-skin time.
Yeah, yep. I'm bonding. Got to bond.
Mm-hmm. Jake, did you do that? Is it fun to have your shirt off in a hospital? You always see the guys doing skin-to-skin time after now. And I feel like it'd be fun to have your shirt off.
That's really new now.
What is it again?
Skin-to-skin. It was important when it was the mothers, usually, especially if it was like premature. Mm-hmm. But now it's just a way to bond, and so dads are cashing in on it, too. I think it's just something to post on the internet.
I'm guessing your dad never took a shirt off in a hospital.
I've never heard this.
Skin-to-skin. Yeah.
You never held your baby skin to skin?
How gay.
Not in the...
Oh, my God. The guy who really thinks that.
You don't want the baby to clamp down on your nip.
Oh, it's okay for him to do it on me.
Well, I got a dry well over here, sister.
In the now famous viral quote on the Bob and Tom platform, as Jess said to Josh a couple weeks ago, would you stop?
Wow. So, no, I'd not heard of the skin-to-skin thing. And you think, from all my experience in maternity wards, I would have at least heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, that meant you would have to pay attention.
I acknowledge that.
I guess this is a step forward. It went from 0 to 3 days?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once again, the Pope offering maternity leave for the boys. Oh, we got a phone call.
Hello, Bob and Top Show.
God bless you, boys. This is fun.
Hey, you're in the news today, Padre.
Oh, I'm here about this. Oh, these nuns are playing a soccer, and now everybody's talking about the bigger changes around the hair.
Uh-huh.
Starting to give some maternity leaves. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, well, for the men, but it's this says the average Italian father is given 10 days paid leave. You're given 3.
we got a lot of work to do around here. Okay. Plus, it's kind of nice, you know, kind of reflects, you know, the big guy. He took a 3 days off, and then poof, he disappears, you know.
Oh, okay.
So we like to kind of mimic that a little bit. And then the other thing, have you heard about this? Some of these cardinals around here going, well, you know, we're not married. We don't have a baby. We need a fraternity leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want fraternity leave. Like, go, you know, walk around trying to carry hot dogs in their naked butt and doing all these pranks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that kind of fraternity.
Yeah, we're not doing fraternity leave, you idiot.
Panty raids at the convent.
Yes. Yeah, they're going, oh, yeah, we're gonna pop in and scare some of the nuns. It's going to be great.
I didn't know the cardinal was a Fiji.
Tom, you don't know what it's like over here. It's crazy. Oh, I heard about your Have You Ever Seen game, you know?
Oh, you got one?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a group of cardinals scatter when you come around the corner and you see them on the internet?
I haven't, but I bet it's funny.
I'm telling you, they would have set records in that 40-yard dash thing, you know? It's crazy.
Your Popeness, is it true that, so you've got maternity leave for the women and paternity leave for the, that when people pass away now, you're referring to it as eternity leave?
That's the best. That's eternity leave.
I see.
Oh, it's an eternal vacation, Joshy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so nice.
Is there room enough for me up there?
For you up here.
Oh, your Popeness.
Oh, Josh, I got to tell you, from what I understand, they don't have a porn hub in heaven.
They don't? Well, then I don't want to go.
If you don't want to go, isn't that right?
Now, Pope Francis, I remember you were criticizing couples who were choosing to have pets instead of children.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's about what a selfish move that is, huh?
Now, does your son Francis Jr. agree with that?
Whoa!
Oh, are you not familiar with one of the commandments? Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay,
is that one of them?
Just asking.
I'm pretty sure that's in there, Josh.
If you could have a pet, your Popeness, what would you have?
Oh my gosh, if I could have any pet in the world,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm probably going to whale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like aquarium.
I love that story in the Bible. The, you know, Jonah, he goes right there in a whale, hangs out for a while, comes out, he's fine.
Yes, he is.
Man, I would be using that all the time. Pope, you got a meeting. Oh, we can't find the Pope. Oh, he's inside the whale again.
That's a good excuse.
Very unusual.
There's no kind of privacy like inside a whale privacy.
I bet.
How about maybe a dog for a pet? Is there a Vatican dog, an official?
No, we don't have a Vatican dog.
They're not allowed, but there is a cardinal that does have a dog, and it's caused quite a stir,
really?
Actually. Yes.
Oh.
It's not good. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Mm-hmm.
You know how cleanliness is next to godliness?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, dogs don't understand that at all. Taking a dump on the Vatican floor, that's what they're thinking about.
Well, thanks.
It is pretty adorable, though, when they break into the communion wafers.
Oh.
Got their little nose in there chewing them up. It's sweet.
they love that body of Christ.
Oh, you ain't a kidding. You ain't a kidding, Josh.
Well, thanks, your Popeness.
Better than a gravy train. Hey, I'm sorry I missed you guys the last week. It was a busy week.
Where are you?
Oh, the Ash Wednesday and all
sure.
that. Oh, it's such a depressing week.
Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, you are dust. You shall return to dust. It's so depressing, all that talk and everything. Good news, though.
Okay.
Yep, Jesus saw his shadow, so we've got only six or more weeks.
I don't know if I see. Six more weeks till Easter.
Oh, okay, boy.
You okay, Christy?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.